USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, the U.S. Embassy there is urging Americans to leave as soon as possible now that the Taliban has taken control of the city of Kandahar. They predict the city of Kabul will be next. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We are always evaluating the situation on the ground. We are planning for all contingencies. This was a contingency, in fact, that we had planned for.
3,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan to help Americans and allies get out of the city and to secure their airport. Tropical Depression Fred is expected to gain strength back to a tropical storm by Saturday. The National Hurricane Center said there's only a slight chance it could make it to a Category 1 hurricane. They said they expect the storm to move onto the Florida Panhandle by Sunday night. The biggest impacts are expected to be flooding and poor beach conditions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.